Let's check in on Hurricane Lane, which is lashing parts of Hawaii with more than 30 inches of rain. The flooding is catastrophic on the Big Island. It's now a Category 2 hurricane. Residents are bracing for the worst storm in a quarter century. Brooke Bingaman is a meteorologist with the National Weather Service. She is in Honolulu. Brooke, at this point, it looks like the biggest concern is all the rain. Is that your sense?
Yes, flooding has always been one of our primary concerns, although another concern that we also have for today into tomorrow is the dangerous surf that will also be approaching many of the islands. We could see anywhere from 15 to 25-foot waves approaching some of the shores, so we want people to be cautious of that because that will cause coastal flooding on top of the rain coming down, which could cause flooding, you know, running down from the mountains.
And when it comes to that rain, we're hearing about 31 inches of rain on the Big Island of Hawaii. What else are you seeing?
Yeah, the Big Island in the wettest spots that got hit the hardest so far by Hurricane Lane, there have been observations anywhere from 15 to a little over 30 inches. And for the forecast for the rest of the islands, still looking at potential totals of 10 to 20 inches, with some isolated spots getting 30 to 40 inches.
We read that 5 tourists were rescued from a home they were renting in Hilo. That's also on the Big Island. What are you advising people to do at this point?
Well, the main thing we've been advising everybody is to definitely be prepared and to stay aware of what the latest forecast is, and to definitely heed any local officials. If they are telling you to evacuate or to get to higher ground, then you definitely want to listen to their advice.
Do you expect the storm to weaken further as the time goes on?
Yes, the storm is still forecast to weaken within the next 24 to 48 hours. It's on track to continue moving north, and then between Saturday afternoon into the early morning hours of Sunday, it should be weakening and then heading to the west.
And do you feel like Hawaii dodged a bullet here, or is this as bad as people expected it would be?
Well, we may end up dodging a bullet in terms of direct landfall of the eye of the hurricane. But what I want people to understand is that the impacts, even away from the center of the hurricane, are still very life-threatening because there's the potential for multiple landslides, power outages extending for many days, if not into a week. And we just want people to be aware that these impacts are very strong. So it's difficult to say we've dodged a bullet because we're still expecting very dangerous threats.
That's Brooke Bingaman, meteorologist with the National Weather Service, joining us from Honolulu, Hawaii. Brooke, thank you.
You're very welcome.